This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Even the beer mats are advertising this stuff. Scruff gin beer mats, I ask you.
That's not going to go down very well with Shires.
Kenta must have spent a fortune on it all. And why is he shelling out for Toby Fairbrother?
When he still owes us thousands. I know.
Well, we could really use that money right now.
Hiya.
Oh, good timing, Pip. Just made some tea.
Excellent.
It's great to see you.
I'm here every day, Mum.
Well, come and have a cuppa anyway.
And how are things at Lower Loxley?
Well, I have to admit it's quite hard work levering myself out of my luxurious king-size bed in the morning into my ensuite shower.
You're never going to want to come back, are you?
Well,
there you go.
Cheers, Mum. Ooh, and I don't get Gran's cake at Lower Loxley.
Help yourself.
I thought she kept them supplied.
Well, yeah, but Freddie and Lily always get in there first. By the way, I had a call from Adam. There's a barbecue this evening for the pickers.
Oh, they've arrived, have they?
Yep. And Adam said, would we like to go?
What, you and the boys?
No, you as well. We're all invited.
Well, have they bought too many hamburgers?
Well, I think the idea is to make the pickers who have turned up to feel properly welcome.
What do you reckon, David?
Well, I'm up for it if you are.
Saves me having to think about tea. Oh, and while you're here, Pip, we need to talk about Orton Farm Sunday.
What?
I've had several calls from regular visitors wanting to know if we're open.
We've agreed.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we're not going to do it, not this year.
Josh really thinks we should.
Yeah, only because he sees it as a marketing opportunity, you know that.
OK, that may be a part of it, but he's promised to pull his weight with all the preparation. And what he reckons is that this is the year of all years when we really should go to town on it. Because let's face it, we haven't done anything wrong. IBR was an accident.
Yeah, the original outbreak, maybe. Everything that happened afterwards?
We've dealt with it, Pip. We've put things right.
It's still horribly embarrassing, and people are bound to ask questions.
No, they're not.
Much better just to keep our heads down. Well, you agree with me, don't you, Dad?
Well, I understand how you feel, but on balance, I think your mum's probably right.
Now, I really like that one.
Do you?
I mean, well, I wouldn't have those taps, obviously, but the actual shape of the bath, it is rather graceful, don't you think?
Graceful?
Manages to look traditional without being, you know, too bulky.
I think it looks cheap.
Cheap? Have you seen the price of it?
And it's too small, anyway.
Well, it look, comes in different sizes. See, at the bottom of the page, there.
No, but I want something that's more of a statement.
Oh, right.
Well, there was one in here. I should have marked the page.
Do you want some more tea?
Yeah, please.
Have you remembered you're doing Speed Watch again this week?
What?
Actually, Brian's supposed to be organising it while Linda's away, but, oh, I expect he'll conveniently forget, and I shall end up having to do it after all.
Oh, now, this is what I was looking for. What do you think?
The bath?
Yeah, of course the bath.
Well, you've got one like that already.
No.
You know, that huge great thing with claw feet.
Yeah, well, the one we've got has the taps at the end, which makes it very tricky for shared baths.
Oh, Lillian, please.
This one has the taps in the middle.
Look, too much information.
Yeah, that's definitely the one. It's perfect.
So you really didn't need my input at all?
Of course I did. Help me to clarify in my own mind what it is I really want. Talking of which...
What?
You know, Justin's looking for a new PA.
Yes, you said.
Well, there's been a surprising number of applicants, all with names like Clementine and Victoria.
Borsetshire life girls.
And not one of them over 30.
And you're worried about Justin's wandering eye?
No, of course not. Although...
What?
Well, I was just remembering something Miranda said.
What did Miranda say?
No, nothing of importance. She can be such a bitch, that woman. No, the problem...
Afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Adam, how are you?
Well, I'm okay, thanks.
Do you want some tea, darling? I shall have to make some more.
Not just now, thanks, Mum. I need your help.
Oh, why? What's happened?
One of the pickers, Sonia.
Which one's she?
New this year, skinny, short brown hair, looks about 14.
Oh.
She's in floods of tears, says she wants to go home.
Oh, dear. Don't want me to come and dry her eyes?
Oh, please. I can't afford to lose another one.
Do you mind, Lillian?
No. Time I was getting back anyway.
Oh, Lillian, do you want to come to our barbecue this evening?
What? For the Bakers. Oh, I shouldn't think it'll be Justin's cup of tea.
No, probably not. He's keen to go out hacking again anyway. He's suddenly in love with Ambridge Lanes and byways.
Yeah, I get all that, but I still think after the whole IBR fiasco, it feels hypocritical.
Hypocritical?
You know, flaunting ourselves and showing off what brilliant farmers we are.
Yeah, but the people who come to Open Farm Sunday probably won't even know about the IBR.
You want to bet?
No, it's only our neighbours who know what happened. Mm. And the point of Open Farm Sunday isn't to impress our neighbours, it's about connecting with the public.
Exactly.
And getting the message across about local food and the health benefits of our grass-fed beef and milk.
And about high welfare standards for the animals.
Yeah, of course.
And caring for the environment.
And with everyone going on about Brexit, we really need to be banging the drum for the local family farm. You know, whatever's going on in the world, whatever the election brings, whatever trade deals and import tariffs and immigration controls might end up with, we're always here.
That's brilliant. That's got to be the theme for this year, hasn't it?
What do you reckon?
OK, you win. I can see I'm outnumbered.
But if you don't want to be a part of it,
Pip... Of course I'll be part of it. I'm not going to let you do all the hard graft. And if Josh is so keen, he'd better pull his finger out and do his share.
So, have you come to a decision?
I think so.
You think?
No, I know.
So, what's it going to be?
Wait and see.
Well, as long as you're not getting a marble floor. We had one of those in the London house. Freezing in the winter and dangerously slippery when you get out of the bath.
Well, no, definitely no marble.
And how long is it going to take?
2 weeks.
What, for the whole job?
That's what the builder said. A week to strip up, do the plumbing and replaster, and a week to install the new fittings and do the tiling and decorating.
Well, I'll believe that when I see it.
He says he can start next weekend. And have you come to a decision?
About what?
Your new PA.
I told you, I've drawn up a short list.
Of two?
Yes, Lisa and Cressida.
You really think interviewing just those two is enough?
Well, they both look eminently suitable. Now, let's get off this road, shall we? Let these horses off the leash. Come on, Aziz!
I think Alice may have over-catered with the sausages.
Oh, put some of them on a plate, Adam, and I'll offer them round.
OK.
You all seem to be having a lovely time.
Yeah, thanks for coming over.
Well, thanks for inviting us.
Oh, I'm very glad that Josh came. He seems to have cheered up young Sonia no end.
Is that the one he's chatting to?
Yeah, she was weeping on my shoulder this afternoon.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, first time away from home, poor lamb, and missing her family.
There you go, Mum.
Oh, thanks, darling. Now, who'd like one of these delicious, locally produced sausages?
So, we're a bit short of pickers.
I thought we might lose a couple, but I'm 5 short.
Because of Brexit?
Yeah, mainly because of the drop in the value of the pound.
Yeah.
I've upped the wages as far as I can, but translated into euros and they're out of pocket compared to last year.
Although the exchange rate is doing us a favour when you look at our lamb exports. All of us in the Hassett Hills Co-op have benefited there.
That's true. But we've got to find a solution to the issue of seasonal migrant labour.
Yeah, of course. There's no way you can mechanise strawberry picking.
Exactly. In all probability, we'll have to go back to the old system.
The seasonal agricultural workers scheme.
Mm, which worked fine.
Hell of a lot more paperwork.
For me, yeah. But that's not going to affect the pickers, is it? It'll be business as usual for them.
But if you couldn't get a full team together this year...
Well, I'll get going on recruiting some locals. I'll tell the job centre get some ads online and around the village.
Mm. Well, good luck.
And when college term ends... I mean, there have got to be students who need jobs for the summer, surely.
Adam, I've got to go, I'm afraid.
Already?
But thanks for the invite. It's been lovely.
Back to your palatial lodgings.
What?
She's abandoned us. Moved to Lower Loxley.
Oh?
Are you going to the single wicket tomorrow?
Not sure.
Well, you're not taking part?
Not this year, no.
But you're a stalwart.
Yeah, well...
How about you, Adam?
Well, I've got to get this lot to work.
They don't get the bank holiday off.
Mm, and neither do I, but Brian will be there.
Brian?
Yeah, because Rory's home for half term.
Yes, I've just been chatting to him. He's grown about a foot since Christmas.
And he's entered the single wicket.
Rory has?
Yeah, plays cricket for his school, and by all accounts, is a very accomplished batsman.
Fiona, I really think you're making a mistake.
What?
Only interviewing those two girls.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Lillian. They're both perfectly well qualified. Good degrees and a fair bit of experience.
But people in the flesh don't always live up to their CVs.
Okay. I'll have another look through.
You know, and if you're serious about doing the interviews this week, you need to get on with it.
Yes, I know. I'll get one of the girls in the office onto it tomorrow.
But it's bank holiday tomorrow.
Is he?
So there's going to be nobody in the office.
Oh, Lord.
Look, I tell you what, when we get home, we'll have a quick trawl through the applications together.
Oh, there's no need for you to get involved.
So you keep saying, darling, but honestly, it's very important to me that you get the right person. And I'm the only one who knows exactly what's involved in the social secretary side.
All right, I give in.
So we'll go through them together, select a couple more promising-looking candidates, then I'll contact them and set up the interviews for Thursday. What do you say?
Am I free on Thursday?
You've got a few hours in the afternoon.
Okay.
And I think, darling, I should be present at the interviews.
What?
Well, because, as I said, I know what's involved.
This girl's going to be my PA. It's a much more complex job than sorting my social calendar.
Yeah, I know that, but it's really important to get someone who understands the difference between town and country.
Is it?
Yes, Biker.
And are you free on Thursday afternoon?
Well, I can be.
All right, then.
Really? You're happy with that?
I know you have my best interests at heart, Lillian. Now, let's turn down to the right here.
But I thought we were heading over towards Loxley Barrett.
No, I'd rather go this way.
Well, we went down here. That was sweet, darling. It only leads to the lane at the bottom of Bridge Farm.
And then we can head off towards Waterley Cross and come back along the river.
Okay. Come on, then, Amir. This way. Oh!
So, the land on the left here, is that part of your brother's farm?
No. I'm not sure who owns that. It's been woodland for as long as I can remember.
But these fields on the right?
Yeah, they're all Tony's.
All the way down to the lane?
Yeah.
Right.
Why?
Oh, just, you know, trying to familiarise myself with the lie of the land.
How does she know?
Well, she works at Price Bowman.
Well, I know that.
So she was right on the spot. And Justin Elliott was up there on Friday with Brian, looking over what Alice reckoned were plans for the site.
Well, he was over Bridge Farm last week.
Brian was?
No, Justin.
What was he doing there?
Visiting with Lillian, he said, but I was doing something with the pigs and he came over and started chatting.
About the pigs?
No, not specially. He went on about Terry Buxby. Remember him? Borchester Mills.
Oof, that's a blast from the past.
Although, you know how it is. Anyone shows an interest in my pigs, I tend to go on about them.
What did you say?
I can't remember. I just talked about, you know, different ways of rearing pigs. Like Tom and I do it, as opposed to... Oh, yeah, I told him about that intensive unit over Belworthy.
Oh, well, there you go, then.
What?
People like Justin Elliott don't listen to people like you rabbiting on, unless they reckon there's money in it.
Yeah, I said to him, no one's going to make their fortune breeding outdoor pigs.
Yeah, but that intensive unit, that must be doing all right, mustn't it?
Oh, I guess.
Well, that's got to be it then, hasn't it?
What?
That he's going to build up Barrow Farm. One of them horrible great pig factories.
Mm, pretty well run these days, Susan. There's all kinds of regulations about animal welfare.
You're still talking thousands of pigs, aren't you? All kept indoors.
There's nothing wrong with indoor pigs. Remember Phil Archer's set-up at Hollow Tree that I used to manage?
Morning!
Oh, hello, Tracer.
You haven't chickened out then.
Why would I do that?
Well, you never showed any interest when they were recruiting women for the team.
Oh, this isn't cricket, though, is it? The single wicket? It's just a bit of fun.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, you don't have to keep apologising, Lily. It's happened to all of us at one time or
and
another.
It really wasn't my fault.
It was nobody's fault.
No, but if I hadn't been run out like that, we'd probably have won the match.
Well...
Possibly.
And to lose by just 4 runs.
Wimbledon were very lucky. But the match is done with. We've got to forget it and move on. How are you feeling about today?
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it.
Harrison.
Ah, Kenton. I was just coming to look for you. I've got a copy of the draw for you.
Oh, brilliant, thanks.
So you can see at a glance who's playing who. I assume you know who everyone is.
Oh, Rory's playing, is he?
Yeah, supposed to be. Rather good.
Well, he's never shown much interest in a single wicket before.
Oh, who am I playing in the first round?
Ah,
looks like you're up against this fella here.
Harrison?
Yeah, I know, sorry.
Oh, that is so unfair.
Look at the draw, I'm afraid.
You're playing this afternoon, aren't you?
Of course. I'm in the team now, you know.
I know. I was watching yesterday.
Oh, dear.
I thought the women players were supposed to be the saviours of Ambridge cricket.
It wasn't our finest hour.
And that run out at the end.
It wasn't my fault. I was yelling at Lily to stay at the crease. I could see how risky it was.
Is this the timetable?
Yeah, this is the draw for this afternoon.
Let's have a look, then. I don't think we've been introduced.
Oh, Tracy, this is...
I know you are. You're the vet.
Anisha... Tracy Horobin.
Nice to meet you.
Seen you out running with Rex Fairbrother.
Oh, I haven't done that for ages.
Now, let's see who I'm up against. I can't make head or tail of this chart.
Well, you're there. You're playing Roy Tucker in the first round.
I'm up against Roy.
What's so funny?
We have history, Roy and me.
Really?
Tough luck being drawn against him. He's very good.
Don't remember him ever mentioning cricket. Mind you, there was a lot of things he never mentioned. Not the most interesting man in the world, Roy Tucker.
Hiya. Hello, Lily. Are you feeling any better?
What? After yesterday? We lost the match because of that.
Well, you shouldn't have risked the run.
Oh, so it was my fault.
Well, that's not what I'm saying.
Anyway, as Harrison says, that match is over. We must put it behind us and move on.
Where's your brother this afternoon?
Freddie? Not interested, apparently.
Why?
I see we're in opposite halves of the draw.
Yes.
So you won't get to play each other?
Unless we both make the final.
That's not going to happen, is it?
Who says?
Indeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 2017 Ambridge Single Wicket Contest is about to begin. And there's one ball left in the over and everything to play for. Tracy's handled some pretty aggressive bowling, but still managed to score a very creditable 7.
She's a bit good, your sister, Susan.
Well, they have got 4 brothers.
Oh, yeah, when we were kids, we were always being dragged out here to play cricket. Started out with a toy bat and a tennis ball, but then Gary managed to get hold of some proper stuff.
And Roy comes into bowl. Is he going to make the boundary? And Grundy bravely dives to save it. But no! That's 4 runs to Tracy. And she has knocked out Roy Tucker.
Why did Tracy never try out for the team?
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to ask her.
And I can't change your mind.
Oh, sorry, Harrison. I really can't spare the time.
Well done, Tracy. And next up, we have Harrison Burns against Lily Podgeter.
Right. Wish me luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck. Neil, you know what we were saying earlier?
What?
About what Justin Elliott's doing up at Barrow Farm.
What about it?
Have you mentioned it to anyone else?
No.
You were chatting to Jazza earlier.
Well, only about, you know, everyday stuff. The cost of pig feed.
That's all.
And the massive discounts on offer at the big intensive...
Oh. Well, that explains it.
What?
I went into the tea tent to get a drink of water, and Fallon said to me, what's this about Justin Elliott building a monster pig factory?
She said what?
And people accuse me of spreading rumours.
Let's hear it for Lily Podgeter and Harrison Burns. Well, they say anything can happen at the single wicket. Well done, Johnny Phillips, for a brilliant, brilliant catch. But what it means is that Ambridge cricket captain Harrison Burns has been knocked out by one of his newest recruits, Lily Podgeter. Congratulations, Lily!
He's never going to live that down, is he?
No, it wasn't Lily's bowling got him out. It was Johnny's catch.
Maybe, but Lily's through to the next round and Harrison's fallen at the first fence. Who'd have thought that?
First time I've ever hit a 6.
Mm.
You were lucky.
It was a fairly straightforward ball, but I couldn't have done that even a month ago.
Been practising, have you?
Barry's been giving me a bit of coaching.
Oh, right.
And you were lucky, getting Harrison out like that.
Yeah.
Thanks to Johnny. Great catch.
Anyway, we're both through to the quarterfinals.
So we may yet face each other in the final.
Bring it on.
Hey, Anisha, Lily.
Hiya.
You both met Tracy, haven't you?
Oh, Lily, what have you done?
What?
How is this poor man ever going to hold his head up again?
Oh, stop it.
Captain of the cricket team, knocked out in the very first round by a... How old are you, Lily?
17.
By a 17-year-old newbie.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
And a girl to boot.
Well, I'm very proud of Lily. She's done fantastically well.
I remember my brother Clive punching out the glass in our kitchen door when I bowled him out.
Oh, well, that proves I was right bringing women into the team.
I was even younger than you, Lily. Mind you, he always had anger management problems, did Clive?
You've done really well today, Tracy.
Yeah, she has, hasn't she?
All three of us through to the quarterfinals.
And that's why I've been trying to persuade Tracy here to try out for the team.
No.
Oh, yeah, you must.
But nothing I say will convince her, so I think you two, as such splendid ambassadors for women's cricket, should put your persuasive powers to work and talk around.
But it's every weekend, and there's all the practice sessions and that.
Only once or twice a week.
And it's fun.
And there's a wonderful sense of solidarity between the women players, isn't there?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we stick together and we back each other all the way.
Congratulations, Rory. Whoa. I don't know much about cricket, but even I could see there was some pretty stylish stroke play going on there. And congratulations to Lily. A first-timer at the single wicket, never even picked up a cricket bat until a few months ago. But what a performance.
Oh, Lily, bad luck.
I'm so cross with myself.
You did really well.
I was determined to make it to the final.
He's pretty handy, though, as Rory.
But to misjudge my stroke like that, it's just what Johnny kept warning me about.
Johnny?
He's been helping me.
So you've been having coaching too?
I so wanted to prove I was as good as the men.
Oh, me too. But no, we'll have to wait till next year.
Now, before we move on to the final, I think we should invite our gallant semi-final losers to take a bow.
What, us? Yeah, come on, wave!
All those doubters, all those naysayers who said women could never compete alongside men, take a look at these two. Let's hear it for Anisha and Lily and all our splendid Ambridge women. Thank you. And now, the grand finale. The battle for the Mark Hebden Memorial Trophy will be between Rory Donovan and Chris Carter.
Any idea where Rory went?
He's out in the garden with Lily and the others.
Oh, we can't stay long. Jenny's laying on a special supper.
Ah, to celebrate Rory's cricketing prowess.
Well, it's actually our wedding anniversary.
Oh, really?
Oh.
41 years.
Ooh.
By the way, did I spot Matt Crawford earlier?
Yeah, he was in here. He's bragging about some trip to Ireland.
Oh, yeah, something to do with racehorses.
All right, well, he seems to think it was a success.
Yes, that's what he always says, before doing a bunk with the family silver.
So do you think this racecourse business is legit?
Who knows? All I do know is that my sister-in-law is a lot better off with Justin Elliott than she was with him.
Speaking of Mr. Elliott, is it true he's planning to build a mega bacon factory up at Barrow Farm?
What?
Well, there've been rumours circulating all afternoon.
Ah! Mr. and Mrs. Carter!
Evening!
Shall I crack open the champagne?
Well, I'd rather have a pint of Shires.
You must be very proud of Chris.
Oh, of course we are. But so must you be. Rory did really well.
He did, didn't he? Yeah. And even though my son didn't win, I'm very happy my son-in-law did.
What are you drinking, Susan?
Oh, I'll have a small glass of the Chardonnay.
Oh, let me get these.
Oh, that's very decent of you.
Well, then I must go.
Oh, you haven't answered my question.
What question?
About this pig factory that Justin Elliott's got planned.
Ah, I think I can explain that.
What do you know about it?
I think I may have inadvertently said something.
See? This is what happens when you start spreading rumours.
It's not even been put to the BL board yet.
Oh, so there is a plan.
No, there isn't. At this stage, it's just an idea, a possibility, one of many. Now, I really must go and find Rory. Jenny's going to be wondering what happened to us.
Hey, what about... Oh, sorry, Neil. You're going to have to pay for your own drinks.
He was a bit rattled, weren't he?
Yeah. Well, you definitely touched a nerve there.
What? You mean it might actually be true?
Are Tom and Helen around?
Tom's away this week.
And Helen's taken her boys for a picnic. It's half term, you see.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, that's probably a good thing.
How do you mean?
Well...
How do you like your coffee?
Just black, thank you.
Right.
What I want to discuss is a bit sensitive. Obviously, you'll want to talk it through with Helen and Tom, but perhaps for now, anyway, it would be better to keep it to yourselves.
Why?
Don't look so worried, Pat. It's nothing sinister. But you know what happens when gossip gets out in the village. Facts get distorted and things get blown out of all proportion.
Well, come on, don't keep us in suspense.
Well, as you're probably well aware, there's a desperate shortage of housing round here.
Affordable housing, yes. It's impossible for young people to find anywhere to live.
And the only way to get affordable housing built is to allow a commercial development, but with a proportion of houses designated as affordable for local people.
So you want to build houses?
Oh, I can see what you're thinking, Tony, but let me reassure you, I'm not going to despoil Ambridge. But places like this need new blood, new families, if they're not to become moribund. And families need homes. So I sincerely believe that a small-scale, tasteful development with a good proportion of affordable homes would greatly enhance the village.
When you say small scale...
Well, I'm thinking in terms of, say, 18 houses.
But what's this got to do with us?
Ah. Well, in recent weeks, I've been exploring the neighbourhood, getting to know the lie of the land, and the conclusion I've come to is that the absolutely ideal site is down at the south end of your farm. That furthest field, facing onto the lane.
How are you going to manage without Tom?
Well, he's only away for a week or so.
But you've got Open Farm Sunday coming up.
I know.
Well, doesn't that involve a lot of preparation?
A bit, yes. But I've roped in Johnny to help, so I'm sure we'll manage. Mm. Now, what do you think, Henry? Is this a good place for our picnic?
Yeah, by this tree.
Oh, what sort of tree is it?
An oak tree.
Ah, well done.
Everyone knows that.
Could you spread out the rug, Kirsty?
Yeah, sure.
I just get Jack out of the backpack. There. Oh, you are such a big boy, aren't you?
There you go.
You sit down there.
Mummy, can I go and explore in the woods?
Yes, all right, but not too far. Stay where I can see you.
See what different birds you can spot.
Okay.
So, you were telling me what happened last night.
Yeah, well, as I said, there were rumours flying around all day at the single wicket. And then Roy and I went to the pub in the evening and Harrison was there. And apparently Brian had been in the pub earlier on and Harrison just confronted him.
Harrison did?
Yeah, asked him what's all this about an intensive pig unit. Hmm? And Brian was caught off guard and let something slip about the BL board not having considered it. Yet. Can you believe it?
No. But it may not happen then.
Alice was there in the pub as well and she was pretty hammered.
Celebrating Chris's victory.
And she said there's a BL board meeting happening this afternoon.
Today?
And she reckoned that the plan for this pig unit is up for discussion and that the board will almost certainly approve it because they're really keen to make use of that vacant lot up at Berrow Farm.
But intensive pigs, Kirsty.
I know. It's unbearable.
The BL think they can get away with it. That no one's going to object.
Well, there'll be a storm of protest once word gets out. Remember what it was like over the dairy?
No, I'm sorry. I hear what you're saying, but the answer is no.
Let him finish, Tony, so we know what Justin is actually proposing.
I thought, with it being on the lane and at the very edge of your land, the development would have minimum impact on the farm.
Minimum impact? Pat, you do know where he's talking about.
Of course I do.
That was the start of our organic enterprise.
Yes, it was.
It was because of that field that we made the decision all those years ago.
Was it really? And you both remember that?
It was a big moment for us.
It was silage ground at the time. We'd been putting large amounts of nitrate fertiliser on it to encourage the grass. Then, that particular year, there was torrential rain all through March and huge gullies opened up. All the light soil washed away.
And blocked all the ditches, remember?
Oh, yes. The hours I spent out there with a shovel clearing them.
And then we decided to stop using nitrate fertiliser and go for it.
I see.
It took a few years, but, well, you have a look at the soil down there now. Gorgeous, rich, loamy stuff, full of worms. And I'm not prepared to see that buried under tons of concrete.
I appreciate your feelings, Tony.
That piece of land is a symbol of the distance we've travelled over these past 30 years.
Now, I'm not talking about the whole field.
Aren't you?
No, no. What I have in mind would only require about 3.5 acres.
Right.
The answer is still no.
Just out of interest, how much would you be prepared to pay for 3.5 acres?
Well, I'd have to get a proper valuation done, but by my reckoning, it could be round the million mark.
£1 million?
Surely not.
I can tell you that a plot of land that size, with planning permission, is worth that kind of money.
With planning permission?
Which I'm sure won't be a problem. The district council is only too well aware of the desperate need for new housing, and it is in line with the local plan.
£1 million?
Just think what that could do for your business, for your family. It will give you all a secure future. Most farmers would jump at the chance.
I think we need time to think about this, Justin.
Of course.
And discuss it with the family. And Tom's away this week.
Well, that's fine. But as I said at the outset, I'd be grateful if you'd keep this to yourselves. Housing developments can be controversial, and we don't want to go sowing discord unnecessarily, do we?
And you know the worst thing about it, Helen? Only last week, BL promised to sponsor a forestry contractor to maintain the Millennium Wood.
You think that was some kind of sweetener?
Well, I'm absolutely sure it was. And I'm really cross with myself for being taken in by it. I should have guessed they were up to something.
It's horrible, isn't it? I mean, it's bad enough cows never getting to go outside, but pigs. They're such bright, intelligent animals. The idea of hundreds of them all cooped up, never seeing the grass or the sky.
Factory farms do not belong in Ambridge, or anywhere in my mind.
So what are we going to do?
We?
Oh, I'm with you all the way on this one, Kirsty.
Oh, good, thanks. Well, there's a parish council meeting on Friday, so I thought I'd have a word with Neil.
Oh, sorry, Jack. We've been ignoring you. Expect he's hungry. Right, let's find you a bit of bread, shall we?
I know they won't be anywhere near discussing it formally yet, but I thought I could speak in the public bit of the meeting.
Right, there you go. You have a chew on that when I get the rest of the lunch out.
Just to raise awareness, you know, so it's out in the open.
Right, well, good for you.
If Linda was here, it's what she'd be doing.
But she's away till next week.
So, I'll do it.
Tell you what. It's a lovely afternoon. Why don't we take a stroll down there?
You're not going to change my mind.
I know.
It's a point of principle.
I'm not even going to try.
You do not sell good agricultural land for development.
I just thought it would be nice to go and visit that field. Pick up a handful of that lovely, rich soil. Remind ourselves what we've achieved.
Oh, I think Helen's back.
Now, remember, don't say a word.
I know.
No more discussion till Tom gets back, OK? We can't decide anything without him and Helen.
Helen!
Hello, Granny! Hello, Grandad!
Hello!
Did you have a nice time?
I saw a jay and some long-tailed tits. And what was the other one, Mary?
Oh, a goldcrest.
Yes, a goldcrest.
Oh. Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, you always see good birds with Kirsty, don't you? No, don't sit down, Henry. You're covered in mud. Take your shoes off, then go upstairs and change. I'll come and find you some clean trousers. Go on, up you go.
Oh, do you want boy. Me to take Jack?
No, I need to change him as well. I just wanted to tell you what Kirsty's found out about Barrow Farm.
What?
It looks like Justin Elliott's going to build an intensive pig unit up there.
What?
There's a BL board meeting going on at this very moment.
I don't believe it. After everything he said about how much he loves this village.
When did he say that?
Look, you go and sort Jack out, Lav.
Yeah, come on, little one. Let's get you cleaned up.
Sorry.
Should we go and take that walk?
Good idea.
Helen, Dad and I are just popping out for half an hour.
Okay.
Look at the flowers by the hedgerow, the campion, the yellow archangel.
There were early purple orchids here last year.
How could anyone look at this and think, let's cover it in concrete?
I just wonder...
What?
Of course it means a lot to us, Tony.
As you said, it's like a symbol of everything we've achieved, but I wonder if Helen and Tom feel the same. I mean, they were small children when we went organic. They don't remember what it was like before.
You think I'm being sentimental?
We both are. Oh, look. Just there. The purple orchid.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Gorgeous.
But, well, our time has passed, Tony.
I hope we've got a few years yet.
Well, so do I. But the future belongs to Tom and Helen.
Hmm.
And they've got such plans. Helen with the shop, Tom with his fermented foods.
Oh, no.
So I suspect they're going to find the offer of £1 million pretty irresistible.
So you think I'm being unreasonable?
No, not at all. But if we did accept the money, well, we've talked about retiring more than once.
That's true.
Remember your plans for a camper van? Touring the country, seeing the world together? We could do that, maybe.
I'm not sure I want to now, Pat.
Just a thought.
After everything we've been through, I'd rather be here on the farm with my cattle and my grandchildren, helping out when I'm needed.
Yes, but for Bridge Farm to have a secure future...
Yeah, I get it. But I can't help feeling it's a slippery slope, Pat. It's not like we have a huge acreage to begin with, and if we start chipping away at it... I mean, he may say he only wants to build 18 houses, but when he's done that, I bet he'll want to do more. And he'll come back with another tempting offer.
I think we can trust Tom and Helen not to sell the family silver.
But can we trust Justin Elliott? After what Helen told us about this pig unit...
That is worrying, isn't it?
Yeah. It feels like he's trying to take over the entire village.
I've always gotten well with Elizabeth. But Freddie's really worrying her, with the exams and everything. Oh, I feel sorry for her.
It's a tricky time.
He told me the other day he doesn't see the point of maths.
He said that?
And as for French, ugh. I reckon he just sits in his room all day doodling and listening to music.
Oh, dear. And Lily?
I haven't seen much of her. Mind you, she's got exams too, so...
So it's working out all right, is it? You're staying over there?
Yeah. It's lovely.
And you don't miss being here with us?
Ah, Pip, are you busy this morning?
No more than usual.
The forecast is pretty settled for the next few days, so I reckon we should cut the hay.
You want me to do it?
Could you? Only I've got a couple of errands to see to in Borchester, and then I must top-dress the silage ground if it's ever going to be ready for the second cut.
You want coffee, David?
Ooh, if there's some going.
What about the hay trailers? Have you looked at them?
Not recently, no.
You want me to check them over? Pump the tyres? Get them greased up and ready?
You can't do everything, Pip.
I can, if you'll do afternoon milking.
Okay.
Right. Well, I'd better get on with it, hadn't I? See you later.
Yeah, okay, see you.
Oh. Don't push her too hard, David.
What? She volunteered.
I hardly get to talk to her these days.
But isn't it a good thing that she's throwing herself into work on the farm?
I know. It's just...
What, you think she's still punishing herself for what happened?
Oh, I don't know. Probably.
You haven't had confirmation of that?
Mum, can I just... Oh, sorry.
No, I remember. And I'm pretty sure I spoke to the florist about it. Can you leave it with me, Mrs. Jenkins, and I'll call you back? Yes, today, I promise. Bye. Oh, wretched woman.
What's the problem?
Mother of the bride this Saturday's wedding. She cannot make up her mind. Well, she's changed the menu for the reception so many times, the caterers are threatening not to work for us again. Now it's the flowers. Only, unfortunately, I think this is my fault.
Do you need a hand?
I'm supposed to be seeing the wine people at 12.
Just tell me what needs doing.
No, Lily, you're supposed to be revising.
Well, I've only got biology, and I know it all already.
What, everything?
Yeah, ask me a question. Go on, any question.
About what?
The variety of living organisms. Take your pick. Genes and polypeptides, DNA and chromosomes.
Yeah, I remember thinking I must email Janice.
At the florist.
But where do I actually place the order?
For what?
Orchids. The woman wanted orchids.
Why don't you just call Janice?
No, I can't. I've got to go out.
Well, let me do it.
Oh, no, Lily.
Oh, come on, Mum. I can deal with Janice. I've known her since I was a kid.
Well,
just explain to me what's supposed to have happened, and I will sort it.
David.
Oh, hello.
You haven't bumped into Rory, have you? I'm supposed to be buying him lunch at some burger establishment.
No, sorry. Well, he's not between here and the bank. I'm glad I've seen you, actually.
Huh?
Ambridge is awash with rumours. Are you planning on building an intensive pig unit up at Berwick?
Who told you?
Kenton said there was a lot of talk in the pub on Monday.
It only went to the board yesterday afternoon.
Oh, I see.
The application won't be going until the end of next week.
OK.
But I can't see it being any problem. It's not going to cause any more disruption than the dairy. The anaerobic digester's up and running already. It all makes sense.
So you don't think there'll be too many objections?
Oh, I'm sure the usual tree huggers will kick up a fuss. Neil says someone plans to raise it in the public part of the next parish council meeting. You know, speak from the floor.
It's a bit soon. I wonder how it got out so quickly.
When you've got a rumour mill like Ambridge. Actually, David.
What?
I wonder if I could ask you a favour.
Hey! Hiya!
What's the matter?
I'm just trying to attract your attention.
What?
I said I was just trying to attract...
Wait, hang on.
I'm just trying to attract your attention.
Why? What's happened?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to chat.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Toby. I thought there'd been an accident or something.
Oh, no, no.
You should have learnt by now. It's really not a good idea to distract someone when they're trying to manoeuvre a large piece of machinery through a narrow gateway.
Sorry.
Anyway, what do you want?
Well, just to say, you know, hi, how are you?
As you can see, pretty busy. We'll be haymaking at the weekend, so I have to get this field mowed.
Did you get my messages?
Oh, you mean the, oh no, Bert's used the last of the milk again.
No, not that one.
Or the, don't you just love wasabi peas one?
About my nightmare.
Oh, the drunken horse.
Yeah, it happened again last night. It's seriously weird.
Have you been watching BoJack Horseman again?
Ah, yeah, you think that might explain it?
Just possibly.
So, am I overdoing it?
BoJack Horseman?
No. The messages. Do you want me to stop?
No.
Oh, good.
To be honest, it's a bit all work and no play at the moment, so I'm grateful for anything that gives me a bit of a laugh.
Well, if you need cheering up, how about coming for a drink this evening?
Aren't you working?
Nope, evening off. I can give you my full and undivided attention.
Well, it'll have to be quite late.
Whatever time suits you.
OK, then. By the time I've got through today, I shall probably need a drink.
I thought that was just idle gossip.
Apparently not.
Well, it's about time somebody used that land. It's been crying out to be used properly for long enough.
Yeah. I think they were hoping to rent it out to more companies, you know, like Price Bowman, but no takers.
Someone told me a month or so back that it was going to be a broiler unit.
Nope, definitely pigs. Yeah. According to Brian, the plan was approved at yesterday's BL meeting.
OK.
And apparently someone's going to speak at the parish council meeting on Friday.
I'm not surprised.
Aren't you? It's very early days. They haven't even put in planning permission.
Yeah, but after all the fuss there was about the dairy...
Well, this is different. I mean, would you object to that space being put to good use?
I'm not all that keen on... Well, any kind of intensive farming, if I'm honest. But as long as it's well managed...
That's lucky.
What's lucky?
That you're not going to be out there waving a placard.
Why?
Because Brian has asked me to speak from the floor at the parish council in its defence. Just informally, you know.
Oh, and you've said you'll do it.
Well, I can't think of any reason why not. Can you?
Afternoon.
Hello, love.
All right if I make myself a sandwich?
Yeah, of course. Have you had any lunch?
No, I decided to work through.
Oh, I could do you a quick fry-up.
No, honestly, Mum. I want to get away in good time this evening, so I'll just take some sandwiches out with me.
Well, let me give you a hand. Cheese. Oh, and there's a piece of pork pie here.
Brilliant. Thanks.
Actually, while you're here, Pip, I should tell you both about my visit to the bank.
Oh, dear. That sounds ominous.
No. The guy wasn't overly impressed by our position. However, he did offer to extend the overdraft.
We're not going to do that.
No, well, I know we've discussed it.
And we've agreed, Dad.
I know.
We're not going to go down that
route. Yeah, I know. All I'm saying
We may be temporarily strapped for cash, but we can get by without borrowing any more.
I'm just telling you what the bank said. That if we need a bit extra, the offer's there.
And what did you say?
I said I'd go away and think about it.
Seriously?
Well, it was the only way I could get the guy to shut up. I mean, I know we're not going to do it unless we absolutely have to.
Actually, I've been thinking I should try and get some extra work off the farm.
Where are you going to find the time?
It's just a temporary measure. I mean, if everybody really pulls their weight here, and yes, I'm talking about Josh, I could take on some relief milking.
No, you don't have to go that far, love.
It would help, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah.
I'll get in touch with the agency.
You actually phoned Mrs. Jenkins?
Yeah, I had to, Mum, when Janice said she couldn't do the thing with the orchids.
Yeah, because I'd forgotten to place the order.
I didn't tell her that.
So what did you say?
I said, are you sure this is what Emily wants?
Emily the...
Her daughter, the bride. Mm. And she said that Emily loved the bouquet that Janice had designed, you know, with the roses and the alstomerias.
Yes.
So I said to her, if Emily wants to go for the English country garden look, why ruin it by throwing orchids into the mix?
You said that?
I said it more politely, of course, but I did basically point out her complete lack of taste.
Really?
Well, she didn't notice that's what I was saying. Anyway, problem solved, all confirmed by email, and Janice will be my friend forever.
Oh, so will I, darling. Do you want a permanent job?
I don't mind helping for the rest of the week.
Well, that would be brilliant.
Your filing system is such a mess. It's no wonder you can't find anything.
Yeah, I know.
So, how much are you going to pay me?
Evening.
Oh, Piv. Are you here for supper? I mean, it's just quiche and salad.
I'm on my way out, actually, but thanks for the offer.
Where are you going?
Only to the Bull. I'm having a drink with my ex.
What? You can't go out like that.
Like what?
Damp hair and no makeup. You look awful.
Lily?
Oh, thanks a bunch.
Seriously, Toby is going to think you're pining for him. Let me at least put some concealer on those dark shadows under your eyes.
I'm late as it is.
And a little bit of blusher and some lippy. Just give me 10 minutes, OK?
Lily...
Come on, sit down here.
Just give in, Pip. She always gets her own way in the end.
Evening, Pip.
Oh, hello.
My goodness, you're looking very glamorous.
What?
Oh, with the hair and the makeup.
Oh, no.
Got a hot date, have you?
No.
Who's the lucky man?
This was just Lily messing about. No, I'm supposed to be meeting... Oh, there he is. Excuse me, Brian. Sorry, Toby.
Oh, I was beginning to think you'd stood me up.
Oh, I know, I'm horribly late. I should have texted you, but I was in the car.
You look terrific.
Do I?
Yeah. A long time since I've seen you all done up to the nines.
Oh, it's a bit over the top, isn't it?
I'm flattered.
What?
Well, that you'd go to all that trouble just for me.
Oh, no, no, no.
Love the sexy red lipstick.
Oh, I knew it was way too bright.
No, don't wipe it off.
This isn't for your benefit, Toby. Lily did it.
What, from Lower Loxley?
I'm staying over there. Oh, did you buy that glass of wine for me?
Yes.
I'm driving.
You didn't tell me you'd moved?
Yeah, last Thursday.
Oh.
It's brilliant. Huge, great room, ensuite bathroom.
Wow, all right for some.
And my cousins have got downloads of absolutely everything, including Westworld.
Ah.
And I have to tell you, you were completely wrong about what happens in the
well,
end.
Well, no, don't tell me.
Okay.
I've still got 3 episodes to go. I was hoping we could, you know...
What?
No, nothing. Never mind.
So, did you go to Doug and Lucy's engagement party?
Well, that's next weekend, isn't it?
No, last Saturday.
Oh, well, no, I didn't, obviously.
Neither did I. I was far too busy. I sent them a card.
Yeah. Well, let me get you something else to drink.
Oh, look, there's Johnny. I just need to have a word with him about tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
There's a young farmer's thing. Excuse me a sec.
Shall I get you a soft drink?
Orange and soda, please.
Excuse me, Brian. Kenton, okay if I just grab an orange juice? Cheers, mate.
Toby, I'm sorry. I think I put my foot in it, rather.
What?
With Pip. I didn't realise you two were back together.
Ah, well, no, we're not.
Oh. Oh, I just assumed with Pip all dolled up like that.
Yes, Brian. So did I.
Mum, could you look after the boys for a couple of hours tomorrow evening?
Yeah, sure.
I've promised Kirsty I'll go and support her at the parish council meeting. She's speaking from the floor.
About this pig unit?
Yeah.
One of the many Justin Elliott projects.
Well, she's tried to get some of her friends there and support, but she's not getting a sense of many people turning up from the village.
Really?
Yeah, it was just disappointing. Remember how up in arms everyone was about the dairy?
It had less impact than people expected, perhaps.
Maybe, but...
Well, the land is still there, so I guess people think it might as well be used for something.
But pigs, Mum.
I know.
Thousands of pigs all living on top of each other.
I hate the idea as much as you. I'm not sure what use it'll be speaking at the parish council, though.
Mum.
Before planning permission's even been applied for, I mean.
It's about raising awareness.
Well, yes, if it does, that'll be good.
I want to get the message out there.
Well, wouldn't it be better to wait till the planning notices go up? I mean, that's when people really need to make their voices heard.
I don't think Kirsty's going to hold back over this. Tomorrow's just a start.
So, who's going to be there? Any of the BL people?
No idea.
Justin Elliott?
Shouldn't have thought so.
Evening.
Oh, hi, Johnny. Thanks for coming in.
I thought you were going to this young farmer's do at the pub.
Oh, I am.
I just need your help for Open Farm Sunday. Thing is, here in the pack house is the only space we've got to put up the photographs and the information boards, so we need to get it cleared.
Oh, that's a bit of a tall order.
It's a right old mess, isn't it?
Well, it's not usually this bad. It's a bit of a panic getting the veg boxes out this week.
Always is when Tom's not here.
But it'll be a good opportunity to clean it up and get things better organised.
Where are you going to put all the crates and sacks and veg boxes?
We can stash them temporarily in the machinery shed.
You can cope with that, Johnny.
Well, not single-handed.
Tom should be back by then.
But if he's not, could we pay Jazza for a couple of extra hours?
Well, I think we could run to that, couldn't we, Mum?
Absolutely.
Okay, then.
You're a star.
Talking of Open Farm Sunday...
Yeah?
I was just talking to Grandad, and he says he's lending the Fordson to Brookfield.
I know.
Why is he doing that?
Because Josh asked him.
Oh, we should have it here. People love old tractors and that.
It's Josh's business, isn't it?
I think he's lining up some kind of exhibition, you know, farm machinery through the ages.
Oh, but Grandad gets such a kick out of telling folks about all the restoration stuff he's done.
Well, Josh must have been very persuasive.
So you're living in the lap of luxury.
It's pretty nice, I must confess. Mm. Not sure I'd like to live there all the time, though.
Why not?
Ah, well, you have all these conferences going on and the public traipsing through... I was talking to my cousin Freddie, who is, you know, the son and heir, which means he's going to have to run the place one day, whether he likes it or not. I'm not sure he's up for that.
He could always sell it to a Russian oligarch.
Well, I think his mum might have something to say about that.
But it's your destiny to take over Brookfield, isn't it?
Not necessarily. There's Josh and Ben. I could take myself off and do something else if I wanted. But I don't, really. Although I could do with earning a bit more cash at the moment.
Well, they're always looking for reliable people at Hassett Taxis.
Oh, I'm not that desperate, Rex.
Mind if I join you?
Oh, hi, Johnny.
Yeah, have a seat.
Cheers. Did you see Brian and Jennifer outside?
What, doing their speed watch thing?
When I came past, they were standing there yelling at each other while the traffic was just whizzing past.
Dear.
I don't think Brian's heart's in it.
Oh, by the way, Pip, Todd's here.
Oh, is he?
You said you wanted to talk to him.
Yeah. Excuse me a minute, Rex.
Who's Todd?
He's just one of the young farmers. Pitt wanted to talk to him about relief milking.
Oh, right. Anyway, Johnny, I hear you're going to the Isle of Wight Festival with the girl of your dreams.
Yeah, Amber. Oh, she's gorgeous. Yeah. I've been nuts about her for ages, but I never dared ask her out because I was so sure she'd tell me to get stuffed. And I couldn't face, well, you know...
And the rejection?
Yeah, but more the sort of...
Saying goodbye to hope?
Yeah, but then I asked her and she said yes. And she's like so thrilled, it's unbelievable. She's texting me every 5 minutes about what she should bring.
Wellies in a waterproof.
Funny you should say that.
Well, if my experience of festivals is anything to go by.
She's worried she'll look daft in a waterproof. I told her she'll look beautiful in anything. Sorry, I mustn't keep on about her.
Oh, no. It's nice to know somebody's love life's going okay.
I thought you and Anisha...
Oh, no. She doesn't even come running with me anymore.
Oh, that is disgusting.
disgusting, Todd. Anyway, lager coming up.
Oh, Toby.
Are you going to introduce me to your friends?
Well, aren't you supposed to be behind the bar?
Ah, well, that makes me invisible, does it?
No, I was just coming to get some drinks.
You've been here for 20 minutes and you haven't even said hello.
I'm here with other people.
And I'm on my break, so I thought I'd come over and join you.
No, Toby.
Why not?
Well, because these are all... No, I told you last night there was going to be a young farmers get-together.
And I can't communicate with farmers?
It wouldn't interest you. We were talking about the Relief Milking Agency.
Oh, right. And that's what all the hilarity was about, was it? Relief milking?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Toby, I'm going to get these drinks in. Kenton, when you ready?
Oh, hey, where did Toby go?
I have no idea.
Have you had an argument?
Oh, he was being a pain, Rex.
Was he?
He was trying to muscle in on my conversation with Todd and his mates.
I thought you were doing the just good friends thing.
We are. Oh, we met up for drinks last night and it was fine. We had a nice chat. It was all very civilised. And I thought, great, we can do this. We can just be mates. But that doesn't mean he can barge in on every conversation I'm having with someone else. Ah, Kenton, a bottle of lager and a bit of lemon, please.
There you are. I've been looking all over.
What do you want?
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Is this to do with Pip?
We're supposed to be mates. We agreed, and I thought it was working, but I'm not good enough to meet her other friends, apparently.
And that's what you want, is it? To be her friend?
Well, yes. For now, anyway. But she doesn't seem to understand what friendship means. I mean, how can she just ignore me like that?
You're working, Toby. She's out with her mates.
And last night, when we met for a drink, she was ridiculously late. And then she kept running off to talk to other people. And I was thinking, well, hoping, I suppose, that if we could just spend a bit of time together, the two of us...
That she'd remember the good times. Remember how much you meant to her.
Well, yeah.
And that she'd take you back.
I suppose...
And has there been any hint of her wanting to get back together with you?
Oh, I'm kidding myself, aren't I?
Oh, I thought last week you were being a bit over-optimistic.
It hurts so much seeing her with the other guys, laughing and joking and never giving me a second thought. Oh, I couldn't stand it.
I'm sorry, Toby.
I've never felt like this before.
No. Being mates with someone who's just dumped you... Well, that takes a few years, believe me.
What am I going to do, Rex?
All right.
Yep, they're both out for the count.
They had a busy day.
Henry insisted I should read to the end of the chapter, but he couldn't keep his eyes open.
Helen, about tomorrow...
Mm-hmm. What about it?
You asked me to babysit...
Is that a problem?
Well, it's just that Peggy's asked me to drive her to the hairdresser's tomorrow afternoon. I'm not sure what time I'll be back.
Oh, that's okay. Dad'll be here, won't he?
Well, he did say he was going for a drink with... what's his name? Tractor man?
Wilf?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
I mean, if you're really determined to go, I'll make sure I'm back. Oh, I could ask Jennifer to drive Peggy. It's not really a problem. I mean, I thought... Well, I got the impression it wasn't exactly... vital you went to this meeting.
Well, no, it's not essential, but...
You're not actually going to be making a speech or anything, are you?
I don't know.
So it wouldn't really matter if you couldn't make it.
Well, I promised Kirsty.
You said she's got friends going.
Yeah, but I don't think there's going to be anyone else from the village. I mean, I saw Ruth in the shop today and I know she's basically sympathetic, but she made endless excuses about how rushed off their feet they are at Brookfield.
And I think they're keeping their heads down since the whole IBR thing.
It's jobs, isn't it? It's all anyone cares about these days.
Oh, jobs are important. And there would be even more of them if they did it organically.
Well, that's true.
Oh,
the thing is, Mum, I'd like to take Kirsty's gesture seriously. Give her what support I can.
Well, yeah, yes, of course. I can see that, but...
What?
Does it have to be you?
You want to be down there yourself, don't you? Waving a placard and shouting abuse at these despoilers of the countryside.
No, it's just I worry that...
What?
Oh, nothing.
Mum, I'll be fine. I'm not speaking. No one's going to have a go at me.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? That I should feel so protective of
no,
you.
No, it's kind.
But you can look after yourself. You've proved that to us all.
I'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll look after the boys tomorrow night, don't you worry. You go and give Kirsty your support.
Toby? What do you want? It's the middle of the night.
Thanks for coming down.
Are you okay?
No, I'm certainly not okay. But I couldn't put this off.
What?
I knew I'd never sleep unless I got it done and finished and over with and out of my head.
What are you talking about?
I can't do this, Pip. I can't be friends with you.
What?
It's too much to ask.
Is this because you thought I was flirting with Todd?
No. Well, not just that. Only, I simply cannot get used to the fact that you ended our relationship. You dumped me, but you still want to see me.
But it's a bit difficult to avoid you, Toby.
Well, you'll have to try, because you think we can still be mates, but we can't.
Of course we can.
No, Pip, you don't understand. It's absolute agony for me.
Agony?
And I can't do it anymore. So I'm blocking your number and we can't be friends on Facebook and Twitter.
No, please, don't do that.
I have to. You have no idea how much it hurts. Every time you message me. Sometimes, when I'm concentrating on the gin, I can almost forget that you've dumped me. But then my phone goes and it's you and I have to relive it all over again.
Well, you said you were okay.
I was lying.
You said we could be friends.
I know what I said.
And I want to be your friend, Toby. You can't just cut me off like that.
I have to, Pip. It's the only way I'm going to get through this. You've got to get out of my life and leave me alone. Okay?
I'm sorry, Jill. I'm going to have to give the pollinator survey a miss this afternoon.
Oh, don't worry, love. We're doing very well with it.
I want to go to the parish council meeting tonight, just to make my voice heard.
OK. I'll see you there, then.
Yeah, I need to think about what I'm going to say. I haven't had a moment this week.
Is it about the proposed pig unit?
Yeah, of course it is.
I thought so. It's very early days, though.
Everyone should know about it as soon as possible. And I really do not appreciate Justin Elliott's blatant attempt to buy off the opposition.
What do you mean?
Oh, his oh-so-generous offer to do a bit of tree pruning in the Millennium Wood. Oh, I'm really kicking myself for being taken in, for believing he'd finally got the message.
Well, maybe he has.
Oh, no, Jill. It's just a blatant bit of greenwash. Only trouble is, most people in the village don't seem remotely bothered about the development.
But it does mean jobs.
What? For local people? They'll bring people in from outside, like they did for the dairy. It's just another money-making enterprise, isn't it? That's all that anyone cares about these days. You can exploit the soil, keep animals in cramped indoor spaces, pollute the rivers, and no one gives a toss as long as there's money to be made.
I'm not sure that's very fair.
Oh, and then the Justin Elliots of the world plant a single tree and say, oh, look at me, see how green I am.
Kirsty, you can't tar everyone with the same brush. My family's always tried to farm in harmony with nature. Well, and times are hard. People have to make a living.
But you know what this pig enterprise is going to be like? Have you any idea?
Yes, I have. Goodness. I do know about intensive farming. And I also know there are very strict rules about animal welfare these days.
But it's still grossly unnatural to keep intelligent animals like pigs in a confined environment.
It's all very well protesting about these things, Kirsty. But it is a struggle to make a living from the land.
Oh, come on, Jill. Industrial farming techniques are barbarous. There's no two ways about it.
If you say so.
Anyway, I've got to go. I'll see you later.
Right.
I really wish Linda was here. She'd be shouting from the rooftops about this.
Neil?
Hello.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, that's OK.
I won't keep you a minute. It's just I understand you're chair of the parish council. Have you heard there's going to be a bit of tension tonight?
Well, no, I'm not sure tension's the right word. Everyone has the right to raise issues that concern them. We give them a platform for that.
Like our proposed pig unit?
Yeah. there?
Well, I just thought that as a matter of courtesy, I should bring you up to speed on the project. I have you to thank for the idea, after all.
What?
When I spoke to you last week over at Bridge Farm, you mentioned the unit at Belworthy.
Oh.
So I went over and had a look at it.
Right.
Very impressive. And that's what decided me. Definitely what we need at Barrow. Anyway, the proposal was accepted by the BL board on Tuesday, and the planning application will be going in next week.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted you to know the facts of the case.
All we're doing is giving local people the chance to have their say. Naturally, the parish council won't be debating the issue until the planning application's been made public.
Yeah, but when you do come to consider it, I hope you and your fellow councillors will recognise that we are putting a redundant site to good use and creating jobs.
Are you trying to influence my chairing of the meeting tonight?
Of course not.
Look, I don't think you should be concerned, Justin. We're simply allowing people a voice. That's all.
Hi, Mum.
Hello.
The weather's still looking good for the weekend, so we'll be able to get on with the haymaking. Ooh, what's all this?
Photographs.
What, for Open Farm Sunday?
Yes.
Oh. Let's have a look. Oh, I love that one. Grandad with his horse-drawn cart. Brookfield Open Air Dairy.
Mm.
You all right?
Not really, no.
Oh, what's the matter?
Everybody seems to be having a go at me today.
Having a go at you?
And I honestly don't know what I've done to deserve it.
Well, what's happened?
Kirsty came round earlier, and she as good as accused me, you, and all farmers of despoiling the planet.
What?
She really got quite angry.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't aimed at you.
It felt like it. And then, just now,
mm-hmm.
Have you spoken to Pip today?
No, don't think so.
She was supposed to be helping me sort through these photographs, but she came in, didn't say hello, just picked up those pictures there and announced, well, we won't be using these for a start.
What? Why?
And then she launched into a tirade against Josh, that he's using the whole event to promote his own business.
Oh, she's just got a bit of a being up on it.
No, it's more than that, David. I said to her, is now a good time to sort through the photographs, which is what we'd arranged. And she snapped back, you don't need my help. You've done it often enough before.
Oh, dear. Well, she has been working flat out. All I can think is she's overdone it. She's exhausted.
Well, I'll be very glad when today's over.
Oh, hello. Is that Gordon? This is Lillian Bellamy. Yeah, is your wife there? Oh. Well, could you ask her to give me a ring? Oh, thank you so much, Gordon. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, hello, darling.
Afternoon.
Perfect timing. I've just had a rather brilliant idea.
Oh, yes.
About your new PA.
The lovely Cressida.
Yeah, but actually, I'm having same thoughts about her.
But you interviewed her.
I know.
And you agree she was the best of the bunch. And I'm perfectly happy with her, so it's settled, all right?
Yeah, okay. Fine. Ah. So how was your afternoon?
No, very constructive. I went to see Neil Carter.
Whatever for?
Well, he'll be chairing this meeting tonight, and I was afraid he might be lining up against the Barrow Farm development himself.
Oh, I doubt that.
Well, he made that very clear. A sound man, would you say?
Oh, yeah. Salt of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, the parish council won't be discussing the project until they've seen the plans.
It's a bit odd, though, isn't it, that the subject is being raised at all?
Yes. Well, it's down to wretched gossip. Everyone knew about it before anything had happened.
Mm.
But let's be grateful for small mercies. Linda Snell is on holiday this week.
Go on then, Justin. Tell me how you're going to turn this to your advantage.
Oh, you know me too well.
I do.
Well, it seems to me that what this evening should tell us is the level of protest we're likely to run into down the line.
Yeah, but if you've got David speaking up for the plan...
Yes, I'm sure he'll make a good, reasoned case. Maybe he'll be able to head them off at the pass.
I do hope so, darling.
I can't go, obviously.
No, no, I mean, you don't want to up the ante.
But on my way home, I bumped into Richard Thwaite, who is also on the parish council.
Yeah, I know.
And he promised to give me a call after the meeting and let me know how it went.
So we'll suspend official business now to allow for public participation. But this will be limited to 15 minutes, so those of you who wish to speak, please keep it short and to the point. So, who wants to kick off? Yes, Kirsty.
Thank you. Firstly, I want to speak on behalf of pigs. They're by far the most intelligent of farm animals. They're bright and playful. They have an extraordinary sense of smell. They love to roam freely outside, to rootle about for food. And this unit will confine them indoors. So they'll never see the sky or smell the earth. They'll be crowded together in conditions which lead to infection, to stress, to heart attacks, and for many of them, an early death. That, to my mind, represents a level of animal cruelty that should be totally unacceptable in a civilised society. Secondly, I must point out the disastrous impact such factory farms have on the environment.
And planning permission for a facility like this will simply not be granted without the most rigorous environmental impact assessment, which will ensure that stringent pollution prevention and control systems are in place. There is an anaerobic digester already on site, which will deal with all the pig slurry. And it's worth mentioning that since the demise of the dairy on the Borough Farm site, slurry has been trucked in through the village in order to keep the AD unit running, so that unsavoury and potentially polluting practice will come to an end. So, in my opinion, the benefits of the scheme far outweigh any potential downside.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. So, if there's nothing else, we'll move on. Now, as you're aware, we can't act on speculation. But your concerns have been noted and will be taken into consideration in any future discussion if and when we receive a formal application.
You never give up, do you?
Darling, I just want to be absolutely sure you get the right person.
So what's wrong with Cressida?
She's very personable, excellent skills. But, I mean, she hasn't lived in Borsetshire since she was 12, and the place has changed pretty dramatically in the past 15 years.
Look, the Borsetshire social side is a fairly minor part of the job.
Oh, don't you believe it, Justin? It might have only taken me a couple of days a week, but I have the contacts. I know everyone who matters in the county.
So, what are you saying? You've gone off Cressida?
I woke up in the middle of the night worrying about her, and I suddenly realised I know the absolutely perfect person for the job.
Well, a bit late in the day.
She is the epitome of efficiency. She's local born and bred, deep roots in the local community.
Well, that's what we need, isn't it?
So I've asked her to come for an interview on Monday morning.
Huh? What?
This person, I know, for the job.
Oh, well, you're quite determined, aren't you?
Oh, darling, at least say you'll see her.
Oh, of course I will, if that's what you advise. I'm sure you have my best interests at heart.
You know I do.
And together we can get things done around here. Yeah, according to Richard, hardly any Ambridge residents turned up beyond the normal crew.
Oh, so you needn't have worried.
But I wasn't worried.
Kirsty's rabble-rousing attempts came to nothing.
Interesting that Helen was there to support her.
Well, she is Kirsty's best friend.
Well, I'd have thought in the circumstances she'd have kept her head down.
What do you mean? What circumstances?
Well, just that we're going to be family very soon, aren't we?
But you know Helen takes after her mother.
I know. But I want to invest in this village, to see it prosper. And to achieve that, I need the backing of our friends and neighbours. And our family.
Oh, so that's why you're marrying me, is it? To get all my family on side with your deep, dark schemes.
Ah, you've seen through my cunning plan. No, seriously, Lynn, I'm just glad that the village appears to have seen sense over the pig unit. It just shows that if you know how to handle people, you can usually get what you want.
This is the BBC.
For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.